Welcome to the Land Geek Podcast, your resource for information and tips to making money by buying and selling land. Let the Land Geek show you how to make a passive income by working smart, not working hard. Learn strategies and tricks to make money buying and selling raw land today. And here's the man that's going to help you do that, the Land Geek.
Hey, it's Mark Podolsky, the Land Geek from your favorite land website, www.thelandgeek.com. And I am privileged, honored, and I didn't even have to bribe him this time to get Jeff Axton from Tammyland.com back on the podcast. Jeff, how's it going this morning?
Oh, great. Great, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Unlike you, I'm real comfortable here because I think the high is going to be like 60. I always want to haze Jeff, and he's like, can we talk about something else besides the weather? But I just love the fact that he's so cold.
Yeah, exactly. Ski areas are open, I told you, Mark.
So. I know. I can still drive up an hour. No, 2 hours to Flagstaff.
Yeah.
And ski.
And skis. I know.
So let me ask you. So I know it's not related to land, but you're a real fit guy. Do you find it hard to wake up and work out in the morning?
I don't do that. I used to.
Oh, you used to? Oh, okay. So when do you work out now?
I work out in the afternoons or in the evenings. It just fits me better. I used to work out in the morning and I just couldn't stay motivated. Once in a while I'll go for a run, but I just don't like doing it in the morning. So why do it, you know? So
right.
I do it afternoons or in the evening.
How often do you do it during the week?
I used to go to the gym all the time, and then I used to run, and lately I've been doing P90X and a few other ones, and I just started T25, which is Sean T, and that's a you just follow the schedule. It's 25 minutes a day, and 6 out of 7 days I'm working out. But it's quick. It's 25 minutes.
That's crazy. I told you what I'm doing, right? I'm doing the 7 minute workout.
7 minutes.
7 minutes, and I'm done. It's quick. It's intense. I'll tell you what. I feel pretty good. It's that, you know, I use it on my like the iPhone app. I've got like a little yoga mat, and it's just quick. It's squats. It's all compound exercise, but real quick. So you do like a plank. You do squats. You do lunges. You do push-ups, sit-ups, step-ups, that kind of stuff.
Wow, 7 minutes. That's
in seven and in seven, and sweat? I'm sweating.
Really?
Yeah. It's great. So they say, like, the whole thing about it is, if you do it real intensely and you're sweating, it's as good as a 45-minute workout. I mean, it's not for like, you know, really athletic people that are doing, you know, right. It's for like average Joes. It's like the average Joe workout.
Yeah. Wow. I thought 25 was low.
Yeah, I mean, but you feel good, right?
Oh, I feel great. No, I get just as much sweat out of a 25 minute as I did before because there's no breaks. There is no breaks at all.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, there's no time. There is a little stretching, but anyways.
Yeah. So, you know, but you know, the reason I bring it up and what the way I'm going to segue this is that, you know, working on the land business and working out to me are kind of the same thing, right? You know, one is for your physical well-being and one is for your financial well-being, right?
Yeah.
But the people that are successful financially and successful physically, they do the same things, right? They're consistent. So you're working out 6 days a week. I'm working out 5 days a week. You're sending out offers every week. I'm sending out offers every week. We don't take a week off necessarily. The difference is, you know, in our business, someone else can be kind of helping us do that work as opposed to working out, which is so hard. But, you know, there's always that force that's acting on us. You know, I think the word would be like entropy that I've heard before or resistance. That little voice that's saying, you know, there's something better to do than what you're doing, right? We can always kind of rationalize not working out or you know, it's just one donut. I've got something else to do besides make these offers. Right. So how do you stay motivated? Like how do you, cause you got to have both. You've got to have the knowledge how to do this business, number one, but then you also have to have that fire, that passion every day, that professionalism to show up and do it. Right. So what do you do?
Well, the end product for me is always in my mind. So I always, after I work out, I think that's the best time I feel all day is after you work out. And I think with the land, the same thing, after you make a sale or a profit or you're successful at it, you feel good about yourself. So I think that just that in your inside makes you drive forward to do more, I think.
Okay. But you're not one of those guys that has like, you know, the quotes up all over their office.
Oh,
that's the inspirational quotes to, you know, live for today or, I can't even think of them off the top of my head, but, you miss all the shots you don't take kind of thing. You don't have that around?
I do. I have a folder of visions based things that I once in a while I come across a magazine or something that I want to get someday. I do have I don't have it posted all over the place, but I have a folder. So once in a while when I need a motivation, I'll pull that folder out and I'll just look at the stuff, you know, and it's just things that I, either quotes or things that I cut out, or I'll just throw it in that folder. I'll have it all year long. And then I just pull it out once in a while. I use that. And then I use that, I think I've said it before, that simpleology.com, which is great. It's free and it gets your life in order. And it integrates goals in there too. So every day I see my goals. And so I'm looking at my short term, which is within a month. What am I going to do within a month? And I see every day how my progress is going. And then my 3 month and my 6 month goal. So I do look at it every day. And then, and then of course, you know, everything in life keeps you motivated. I mean, you know, you want to send your kids to good schools. You want to, you know, the overall picture, you know, financially, that's the reason I do this business.
Right. Right. And you're doing great. So share what happened this week, because I'm a little jealous of this sale.
Well, I had a couple sales, a couple seller financing deals. Now those are great. You know, I had two of those. And then I had a good sale this week. I piece of land in Nevada. It was a 40 acre and I bought it for $2,500. And then I had it listed for $15,000, which I was getting a little interest. I've had it listed for about 2-3 weeks. And then someone offered me $8,000 cash. And I said, okay, yeah, sure, I'll take that as long as you put a deposit on my website. And the deposit was there within an hour, and we're going to be closing it up in a week. So nice Christmas present.
That's a nice Christmas present. So, I mean, that's a nice quick sale. And you used Craigslist.
Yes, I got that. I had that advertised on Craigslist. And, of course, he emailed me, and then I emailed him back. We talked for a little bit on the phone, and bang, it was sold. I wish it happened like that every day.
No, I mean, it's fantastic. I had two sales this week. I sold two 40-acre parcels for cash.
Oh, nice.
And then I sold a 5-acre yesterday on terms, actually to another one of my customers that already owns a 5 out in that same area, and he just wanted more. So, you know, this time of year, you know, December, it's typically slower, but you never know. I mean, you got to keep pushing, you got to stay out there. But what I usually around the last 2 weeks of December, I notice things kind of slow down, and I kind of slow down a bit and take those 2 weeks off. But I'm still marketing, you know, I'm still doing something every day as far as, you know, pushing the marketing, because you just never know. It can be a great Christmas gift or, for some people to give. And I'm definitely going to hit my list with a special promotion. How'd it go with your promotions?
It's been going well. I usually get one or two people. Currently I have 400 or 500 on my list, so it's growing. But I usually get one or two people interested, and it usually turns out to be a sale. So, and I send out tips every month on land. And I also get a couple people usually respond to that as well. So that's kind of nice, you know, when they say, hey, thanks for the tip, you know, or whatever. But yeah, so that's working out good. I'm going to do a Christmas promotion as well. I'll do something for Christmas. And like you said, the December slowed down, but 2 weeks ago was the busiest week of my year. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I think I sold 5 or 6 pieces, and I think 3 of them were seller financing, and then last week was pretty busy. And then the last couple of days have slowed down, but as for slowing down, it hasn't. You know, I was surprised. I figured, same as you, it'll slow down until the spring and, you know, pick it back up.
Right. But, you know, but if we do the math, I mean, it's really exciting when we do the math and we look at, you know, what you've done with your business. So if you can just do one, you know, cash sale a month, just one a month, part time, right? You make $6,000 on that, just that one sale. I mean, that's $72,000 just in cash flips, right? And then you do a couple, you know, how many sales are you doing a month on terms?
Yeah, I'm doing probably, I'm guessing about 5 or 6, maybe more, maybe 5 to 10, somewhere in that range.
Right. So how long before you're at, you know, 10,000 a month passive income?
Right.
It's not going to be long, right?
No, it's every month it's getting bigger.
Right. Right. So, I mean, think about that. Like, that's an extra $16,000 a month that you're making actively and passively, working part time.
Right.
You're full-time fireman.
Right.
So, I mean, that's why I love this business. That's why it's so exciting, so fun for me, is that, you know, these things really happen. I'll tell you a story about one of my coaching students I just met for an hour consultation. He went big. Most people don't do this, but he went really big in one county in northern Arizona. He spent like $1,000 sending out, you know, 800 good offers. And all of a sudden he calls you. He's like, Mark, you're not going to believe this. He's like, I've got all these accepted offers. We did the math. And if we just looked at the comps, he's got $150,000 in potential revenue right there in deal flow.
Wow.
$150,000. He's doing this part time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a game changer for him. It's incredible. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting. But, you know, what's interesting about it is that he had to wake up. He had to do it just like, you know, you're doing it. And it took him a while. I mean, you know, he bought the course several months ago. And so he finally, I don't know what happened, but he got it. He got it out. He got it done. And he was real organized, beautiful Excel spreadsheet. Everything was laid out. It was fantastic. I couldn't have been more proud. So Bob, if you're listening to this, you know I'm proud of you. I'm very proud. So it's great. But yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. But what you were saying before about the like the vision board or the vision folder, I think that's really important as well, to kind of have that fuel, that motivation, and those goals. And we've talked about goals before. But when you sit, like, do you sit down with your wife and do you guys have like family goals, business goals? And then how do you structure that?
I followed Dave Ramsey about 5, 6 years ago, I think.
He's the financial guy, right?
Right. And at the time I was just starting this land business and I was in a little bit of debt and, you know, I didn't have a financial advisor, so I was like, all right, I had to do something here. Something's not working. You know, we didn't have any money in the savings, all this stuff. And so I bought his stuff and I just bought his book. It's $10 or something.
Right.
And
right.
We just followed his teachings, basically, you know, and we budget every month. We have a budget ahead of time. So we have a ballpark idea how much we're going to be coming in, how much going out. And then he talks about baby steps, getting out of debt and then building your businesses and everything like that. But so we use him, and then of course it usually goes way out of whack at Christmas time. You know, I mean, we try to you know, we look at the numbers and, you know, you don't want to spoil your kids, you know, but you, you know, you want to get them as much. It is like a fine line of how much you want to spend at Christmas time, you know?
Right. Right.
So, so yeah, so we talk about that. My wife still works. So she has, you know, her goals at her work, you know, and, she knows I do this and she knows I love it, you know? So, she's very supportive of it. Someday she's going to retire from there and help me with this. So
that's great.
I can't get her away from it though. She loves her job. So it's like, all right, well, you know, what are you going to do?
No, I know.
She's happy. I'm happy. Then we'll just keep it going. You know,
I know. I'm always hazing you about getting more virtual assistants to help you build.
Yes.
What's going on with that? Why aren't you doing that?
You know what? It's almost, you get in this, I don't know if you call it a rut, I guess. I don't know. You get in this, the habits, I guess, of it's, my business is working and it's working and it's working and it's, and I'm happy with it. And so I guess that's probably why. It's probably procrastination. Just you get in, like I said, you get in this mode. I have two virtual assistants now and they do a lot of my stuff that I don't want to do. And then, I don't know. I guess that's one of my goals for 2014.
Yeah, that's going to be your goal for 2014 because are you familiar with Seth Godin? He's like a marketing guy.
Yes. Is that Emeth?
Yeah, well, no, that's Gerber.
Gerber.
Seth Godin wrote like Purple Cow and Linchpin, and he's got like a lot of books. He started several companies. He's a thing, you know. So I was listening to one of his podcasts, and he'll have like these, you know, people spend, I don't know, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 to spend a weekend with him. And then he'll record it, you know, these entrepreneurs. And he'll talk about the entrepreneur's job is to break the business. It's very counterintuitive. So when things are going well, that's great, right? But then it's your job to break it and make it better because things are constantly changing. So, you know, if you're not feeling anxious every day, a little anxious about your business, about pushing it a little further or you know, trying something new or, you know, getting a new system in place, then that should be a signal to you that, you know, I'm getting complacent. And as soon as you get complacent, no bad things happen in business, right? Someone else comes in and starts competing, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what happened? So, I'm such a big, you know, believer in working on that business and looking at it and saying, okay, where can I improve it here? Where can I improve it there? How can I make it more efficient? How can I lower my overhead? And how can I increase my margins? How can I add more value? And just doing it a little bit every day. So that should be like a good signal to you. Like, oh, things are going really well. I should be scared.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
I don't know. You know, we have this conversation all the time. You bust my chops on that.
I definitely do. I definitely do.
That will be one of my goals this year.
How many VAs do you have right now?
I have two.
You have two. Okay. Are they local or are they overseas?
Overseas.
They're overseas. Okay.
Yep.
So do you have any kind of like management system in place where they're accountable for doing this and this, and they come back to you and say, this is what I did, Jeff?
No. I send them, I give them tasks, and then they, when they're complete, they send them to me on email. And then I give them another task.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have them report to a website or anything. I don't give them a daily schedule. I do task by task.
Okay.
For instance, getting a list from the county, breaking it down and putting it in an Excel form, something like little small things like that. I'll give them something to do and then they'll get it done for me.
All right. That's great. I mean, I really think like you should just spend like an hour one day and just look at everything that you're doing and make a list. What can I eliminate? Like, I don't need to even be doing it all. What can I delegate? What can someone else be doing? And then what can I systematize? And yeah. I think it's really going to help you. Like it's almost going to be, you know, Like, you're going to go from, I don't know what you're doing this year, but I bet you can double the business next year. Mm. Like, that's my goal for you next year, 2014, to double what you did in 2013 by, you know, by leverage. Yeah. I mean, just by leveraging other people and having them, because you can only do so much, especially on a part-time basis.
Oh yeah. No, it's limited. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of it is, a lot of the bottleneck is probably going to be, you know, processing deal flow and having, you know, and creating a wholesale side of it. So, you know, if you only have so much money to invest in the land that you're flipping in, you know, if you're bringing in 20 deals a month and you don't have, let's say, 20 grand a month to spend on land or whatever, then, you know, you can have a side business of just wholesaling out.
Yeah.
And building from there. So, I don't know. I think it's exciting, but you're doing great. You're doing great. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the time when you really want to get even more motivated, is when things are really well, going really well, so that you're in that mode of abundance and not that fear mode. Oh, I got to do this, and just kind of scrambling. You know, what's the old saying? No one buys from a hungry salesperson.
That's right.
So you're getting fat and happy.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Yeah, no, but
it's not a problem, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's the best problem to have.
Right.
So that's great. So what else is going on?
Oh, geez. Just like I said, everything with this land business is keeping me busy. So VA would help, another VA, you know?
Right, right. And then how's your brother doing?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I have my brother and one of my friends. I'm teaching them the land business, and he's doing well. He's ready. He sold his piece. It was funny. His wife says to him, "Geez, you know, he bought a piece for $800, and he sold it for $400 down in 5 years, $50 a month." And she says, "Geez, you know, Phil, you know, you bought something for $800, you only get $400 back. It doesn't make sense." So she's a little upset. You know, they're very, you know, they're looking at their budget and saying, you know, I don't understand this business. You bought four, you know, Phil's explaining to her in you know, in half a year or a year, you know, this will all be paid off. And then it's 4 years of free money, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So sometimes, you know, it's a little bit hard to understand, but you know, he knows where I'm coming from because he's all excited. He's like, "Yeah, Jeff, I want to have, you know, in the next few months, I want to have $500 coming in each month." And I said, "Phil, it's easily, you can easily do that."
Right.
And,
right.
So he's loving it. He's ready to buy. He's ready to close on another one. Actually, Saturday, we meet once a month and we discuss our strategies. It's nice.
Isn't that nice? Brothers, yeah. Brothers bonding over the land business.
It is. It's great. And, I give him, I don't do partners with him. I give him the piece of land. I let him go. It's so much better.
Wait, what do you mean you give him the piece of land?
Well, I mean, I don't give, he buys the piece of land.
Wait a second. You're doing the deal flow and he's just buying it from you?
I am giving him two pieces of land. This is the second piece. I'm helping him out, getting started. So I have probably in this one area about 10 parcels and I'm going to have him buy one basically for what I paid for it.
Okay. That's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, he's my brother, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day.
Right. I know. Well,
teach the man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime.
That's the next step. I'm going to teach him how to do the mailings next.
Why don't you have him get the investor's toolkit?
Yes. I'll have him do that too. This is the beginning. He didn't even know if he wanted any part of this. And so we just started 3 weeks ago, and he bought a piece and he sold it. And then we're going to do one more. And then I'll start teaching him the business and giving him your investor's toolkit and teaching him the mailings and, you know, get him going from there.
Yeah. I want Phil on the gold mastermind.
I could do that.
You think he could do it? That'd be really interesting.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah. But the only thing is he's so green. I mean, he took this piece of land, he put it on Facebook, and he sold it like in a day or two. And so he has no idea.
So he thinks he's going to sell land every other day.
I don't know what it is. But he immediately just sold it to someone, one of the guys he knew that loved that land out there. And he's like, Jeff, I sold it. I said, you got to be kidding me. So, you know, he hasn't gone through the Craigslist route. He hasn't gone through LandWatch, LandHub, any of that stuff. And he is really, really green.
Yeah, that's great. I've got a guy, he's in Kentucky, and he's got like over 1,000 Facebook friends. And I've never seen that. Like, how do you have 1,000 Facebook friends?
Wow.
I mean, it was like mind boggling. And he was thinking about getting into this business, but you know, his biggest thing was, he's been climbing out of debt. And so for him to actually invest in the course, he'd have to go into debt. And I was like, oh man, I don't want you to go into debt. And then I was talking to another one of my colleagues about it. And she was like, absolutely not. Tell him to go into debt for education. You know, he should definitely do it because that's what you do. You know, it's good debt. There's good debt and there's bad debt. If he's going in debt for a big screen TV, then yeah, that's not so smart. But if he's going to do it for education, it's going to, you know, give him a huge return on his investment. She's like, I would tell him to do it. Debt. What do you think about that?
I know. Well, that's my other friend that's doing this business. He has a lot of bills, you know, and same thing. He's like, the only thing that bothers me, he's like, okay, I'm going to sell this piece of land and the profit I'm going to use is to pay my oil bill and this and that. And then, it's just so much better when all your bills are paid and you do this business or at least you're breaking even or something close to that where you can, when there's no stress. I don't have any stress with this business. You know, I don't,
right.
It's just extra. And that feeling is so much better. And I think, you know, people, when they're buying a piece of land from you, they'll probably sense that feeling too. You know, I hope you buy my land, you know, but if you don't, that's okay. I'll just go find someone else. You know, that's kind of the attitude I have with it.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, when I started, I was dirt broke. I mean, I had $3,000 in my name. And I put it all on black to buy land. My wife was not happy, to say the least. So I kind of started out a little bit more desperate. I say that, you know, but I was still living month to month. I mean, I wasn't putting anything away, but I also wasn't deep in debt. So I might have not had that same type of, I don't know, fear, I guess, that you could have if, you know, if you don't get that sale, it's really bad. Like, you know, because I made the argument to my wife, like, look, if I can't sell this land, at least we own land. It's an asset.
Right.
So what's the problem here? You know, one day you'll be glad I bought this. But obviously we did sell it. And here we are today podcasting.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I go back and forth on it. I think that you've got to get outside your comfort zone at some point, don't you think? And take a chance and just do your homework. Make sure that it's, you know, I mean, obviously don't be impulsive about it. Don't do it out of desperation, but do it out of excitement and out of a sense of, you know, here's a solution to a problem. And if I just take action, I'm going to be better today. I'm going to be better tomorrow than I am today. I mean, because you've got to do something, right? I don't know. It's better than working a second job, don't you think?
Yeah. And it's your way out. If you don't like your job now, you know, if you could just say, you know what, if I bring in so much money a month, you know, I could probably leave my job.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it took me 18 months, but I did it. I haven't worked for somebody since. And that's, it's been great. It's been great. So we're at that point where we've got to talk about the tip of the week. And I know I'm putting you on the spot, as I always love to do. But Jeff, what's your tip of the week?
All right. I thought of this because I knew you'd ask me. And BenVerified.com, BENVERIFIED.com.
BenVerified.com.
Yeah.
Like you've been verified.
Yeah. It's a great resource for contacting people, whether you get mail returned and you want to, it's not as good. It's better than White Pages. It's not a skip tracing service or anything, but it will give you a percentage of good addresses if you're looking for a bad address and their phone number. So I know when I just started this, I was hungry for deals, and I would just call people directly and just say, hey, I know you have a piece of land out in Colorado. Would you want to sell it? And I'd get a couple deals that way. So when I'm looking for somebody, I use benverified.com. It's not too expensive. They might have a free trial. I'm not sure. But I do use them once in a while.
That's great. That's great. And I use – this is going to be my tip of the week. I use a different site, but it's similar. I think Ben Verified might be better. I think it's less – well, how much is it a year?
I don't know what the last – It was cheap. It was under $100. I know that it was $50 or $60 for the year, and it provided pretty good phone numbers. So,
all right, yeah, it's a nice looking site. I use Spokeo.com, Spokeo.com, and you know like for my letter writing campaigns, if I need a better address, I'll have we'll send out to them, especially if. You know, if I'm sending out 100, I might get 10 back, right? I'll look at that list of whom came back, and if they own multiple properties, then I'll spend the extra money and send them a new offer, and hopefully get the right address. But do you ever go to Facebook and try to find them?
I have. I've tried. I haven't been successful with it, but I've. The owner, and I've emailed them, and they never emailed me back. I've done it 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
But I haven't been successful with it. Have you?
Yeah, for a couple things, yeah. But it's a little creepy.
Yeah. I don't know who was telling us. It's like you go into a party, you know, and it's a social gathering. And
yeah, exactly.
And you start talking business and asking them questions. They think, who are you, you know?
Right. I'm hearing some reverb here, so I apologize for this. But anyways, Jeff, do you want to sign off? Because I'm hearing reverb on my end.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you later.
So I had some reverb there at the end with Jeff. I do want to thank Jeff from Tamiland.com and appreciate his time for being on the podcast this morning. I do want to remind everybody that if they want to learn more, go to www.thelandgeek.com, download for free the Passive Income Blueprint. Don't forget that included in that is going to be our ebook, How to Avoid the 3 Fatal Land Buying Mistakes I See the Average Investor Making Every Single Day. And of course, get this podcast delivered each week to your inbox. And if you're interested in learning more about the Investor's Toolkit, we are going to be launching a webinar. It's a long one, 90-minute webinar, and it really discusses every facet of this business in significant detail. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be emailing you more information. And of course, if you're interested in acquiring wholesale land, look me up at frontierpropertiesusa.com. Give Jeff some love at tamiland.com. Anyways, this is Mark Podolsky, the Land Geek. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy day to learn more about the land business. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Land Geek. Join us next time for more tips, secrets, and information that will help you succeed. Stay connected with The Land Geek on Facebook at facebook.com/TheLandGeek.